I am the archetypal mind. I am the archetypal mind. I can think of all the ways that my mind can be, all the ways that I can be, and yet there is only one way that is the most satisfying way, and that's the archetypal mind. The ideal mind, the ideal consciousness. How do I think in the ideal consciousness? How do I believe of myself in the ideal mind, the archetypal mind? I think of myself in the archetypal mind as being totally harmonious with the universe. Every thought I think is a reality. Every thought that goes through my mind is a thought of purity and goodness. It's a thought of fulfillment in every way. I have that mind that you might say an Einstein has, where he just thinks his thoughts. You know, the interesting thing about Einstein was a most amazing man. He listened to the divine in him, and he spoke about it. He taught at universities all over the world, telling them about the physics of the mind and the physics of being. And when he passed on, they looked at his brain. They analyzed his brain. They cut it apart, and they did many things to look at it. And the most interesting thing that his brain revealed was that where we have a very thin sheet of tissue between the left and the right hemispheres, Einstein had no tissue. There was nothing separating his left hemisphere and his right hemisphere. They were as though they were one, marching harmoniously, beautifully, fantastically, to the symphony of wisdom, the symphony of magic, the symphony of unbelievable awareness. Whatever thought Einstein had that went into his mind, he immediately brought it forth in his thinking as a realized idea. You and I can do the same thing. We have the capacity to think any thought we want to think. We have the capacity to dream any dream we want to dream. We have the capacity to understand the most outstanding information in the universe, the most in-depth idea in the universe, the most compelling idea in the universe, and be aware of it, not only to understand it, but to contemplate it, to utilize it. It's not something beyond our conception. It's not something beyond our mind. It's not something beyond our awareness. It is something clearly and wonderfully in our thoughts. We have the archetypal mind in us. There is only one archetypal mind, and that exists universally everywhere. The universal mind that we are is that archetypal mind. That universal mind that we are is everywhere, in everything, doing everything, and utterly fantastic. So, if we want to play the piano, we can, if we choose, just to sit down and play the piano. We don't have to have any preparation for it. Now, we think we do. And so long as we think that we must have preparation for it, we must have preparation for it. So long as we do not believe that we can do anything we set our consciousness to at any moment without any preparation otherwise than just thinking that we'd like to do it, if we don't believe we can do it, we don't believe it, we don't do it. But we can just by saying, I know. I know that I know that I know the divine in me does everything. The divine in me is everything. All wisdom comes from this divine source, this archetypal source in us. All knowledge comes from this archetypal source within us. We know about the ancient scientists. We know about the ancient mathematicians, the ancient musicians, the people of ancient times who did not have all of the details that we have available to us to let us know all of the things that we can know. They knew it then, before they ever had anything that would tell them how to do it. Before they had television, before they had radio, before they had telephones, before they had spaceships, before they had cars, and before they had proper foods. They knew. They knew all these things. And how did they know it? They knew it out of their archetypal consciousness, their archetypal mind, the one universal mind that knows all things, that is all things, and that reveals all things, and that shares all things, the one archetypal consciousness that is in them and in every being on the face of the earth. It's not something new. It's not something unusual. But it's something very ordinary and very special. It's something that we can put into our consciousness if we choose. And we can put it in our consciousness today and utilize it in any wonderful way that we choose. Now, do you want to do that? Do you want this archetypal consciousness to be available to you? Do you want this archetypal mind to be something you use every moment of every day? And you do, and I do. We use the archetypal mind every moment of every day. We do say, I don't know. We do say, I wish I knew. We do say all of these limiting concepts, and the archetypal mind will have nothing to do with that, because the archetypal mind knows all right now. The archetypal mind knows all that exists right now, and it exists in its fullness and its completeness right now. That's what your archetypal mind is. That's what my archetypal mind is. That's who we are. We are this attitude of mind, this attitude of being, this attitude of awareness right now. That's what archetypal means. The cavemen had access to the wisdom that we use today as much as we have access to it. It's not a matter that the caveman didn't have this awareness, that his minds were limited. It's only that he thought they were. Because so often the caveman would come up with some unique, sparkling idea, and he would shine it forth. Unfortunately, those around him did not have the awareness that he had, as is true today. Today, men and women and children come up with ideas that we say, it's impossible, it could never be. And then they go on and show us how it can be. They go on and show us how they can establish their own entrepreneurial companies, their own wise companies, and they can become billionaires. We think millionaires are wonderful. We think hundreds of thousands of dollars are wonderful. We could each just have that amount in our bank accounts and enjoy it to use. But no, we don't do it. We limit ourselves. We don't realize that we are the geniuses of this world, and our archetypal mind is what uses that genius and brings it forth in magic and wonder. And it's interesting how so many of the archetypal beings, how many of the young geniuses, the young entrepreneurs, who come up with some beautiful idea, and they develop it, and they bring it forth as a workable project, and then some big company comes along and buys them out. And when the big company comes along and buys them out, they sell it to them, and they take the money, and they go and take some new archetypal idea, some new entrepreneurial idea, and they bring it forth in some new magic. And sometimes they do 3, 4, 5, 10 ideas. And sometimes people have so much money that they're out doing 20 archetypal ideas at the same time, 20 entrepreneurial programs at the same time. And sometimes they get so excited about this that they encourage other people to do this. They encourage other people to be entrepreneurs. They encourage other people to come forth with ideas. And they sponsor them. And their philanthropy helps other people who maybe are not money-wise are entrepreneurial, but they are idea-wise, and they come through with ideas that are utterly amazing. We look at Business Week magazine, and we see so many people being touted for what they're doing. And as we look at what they're doing and we say to ourselves, gee, that's not so important, that's not so fantastic. Well, they're doing what they want to do. And in the eyes of even us, in our illumined self, we don't recognize how wonderful they are, how fantastic they are, how glorious they are, and what magic they have. And the magic that they have is not for them alone, but for everybody. They are the way showers. They are using their archetypal mind to open the doorway for themselves and for anyone else who is interested in checking it out and seeing how well it works. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that type of a archetypal entrepreneurial program in your world? Well, if you are, be sure that it's going to be very wonderful for you. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you, and I see you being that archetypal entrepreneurial genius that's wealthy beyond imagination, healthy and happy in every way. I love you. I love you. I love you.